Bava Basar, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches 9:8. Now, this Mishnah, along with the next two, which will wrap up the Perek, deal with situations which we're trying to apply the rules of Yerusha, but we have a situation where we don't know who of two relevant parties died first, and that will have impact on how the Yerusha is allocated. So here in our Mishnah, we have a fellow, we'll call him Reuven, and he has a father, and they're both in a house together. The house falls down, and both Reuven and his father die, but we're not sure who died first. Now, the case is something like this. You have Reuven, let's say Reuven, who was he was married, and he had a ksuba to his wife. Now, Reuven was penniless at the time of the death, but his father was a rich guy. So, the way that Reuven arranged for his ksuba is he formally said that, unlike normal ksubas, he said, in the case of this particular ksuba, if he ever comes into money, that new asset, say real estate that he acquires after he gets married, still should become a meshubad, like encumbered, towards the ksuba. So that means that even though normally the rule is the ksuba only encumbers, creates a shibud on what he owns at the time of the marriage, but that he could say, no, I want that to extend also that even if I get assets later on, that real estate, let's say, should be then also like a lien to make the payment on the ksuba. A person could do that, and that's what happened in our case here. So now, Reuven and his father die. Reuven had no money, but he did have a ksuba, he had some other kind of loan he had to pay. His father dies, he's rich. Reuven has two other brothers, the sons of the father, okay? And those boys are like, listen, we want our inheritance. And as far as we know, as far as we're concerned, Reuven can just take him out of the picture. He's dead. And the money should come straight from our father to us. But the wife or the creditor of Reuven says, wait a second. Who says that the father... who says that Reuven died first? If the father died first, so then Reuven would have inherited his share, and then the inheritance would then be like something which would be lien to our document, our ksuba, or IOU, and therefore we should be made whole. We should be able to collect. Okay? So that is the machlokus over here. What do we do in such a scenario? So the Mishnah says inside, Nafal habayis alav val aviv. The house falls down, killing the two men inside, both him, meaning Reuven, and Valaviv, and Reuven's father. Reuven had no money. He did have an obligation. The father did have lots of money, and he had also other sons that would be heirs. Oh, Alav Al-Morishav. It doesn't actually matter if the other person besides Reuven is his father or some other person, like his uncle or grandfather, would be bequeathing him assets of the same thing. Vahaisa Alav Ksuvas Isha. And Reuven had an obligation to pay his wife out her ksuba. The ksuba payments was due. Whatever was would become due when he died, certainly. Uval Chov, alternatively, there's some other creditor to whom he owed money. And in those cases, like I said before, he agreed at the time he gave the ksuba or took out the loan that if he gets assets in the future, they would also be liened. And that's unusual, but that's what he did in this case. So then, Yorshe Ha'av, the other heirs of the father, meaning in this case, let's say, Reuven's brothers, Omrim, they say, Haben Meis Rishon. They say, Reuven died first, so he's out of the picture. V'achakach Meis Ha'av, and then our father died, and therefore the only heirs that were there to collect for the father is us. And forget about Reuven, and forget about his wife or other creditors. Ubalei Chov, Omrim, but the creditors, or the wife of Reuven, they say, Ha'av Meis Rishon. Who says, why can't we say that the father died first? In which case, Reuven inherited something that could get paid through to us. V'achach mesa ben, and then the son, meaning then Reuven died. But meanwhile, Reuven died with assets that he inherited from his father, and therefore those assets should be used to make us whole. So what happens? So it's a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim yachloku. Beis Shammai says they split it, and Beis Hillel omrim no, nechasim mechezkasan. The money stays with its status quo in its chazaka. So now what does it actually mean? So Beis Shammai have a very remarkable shita. The shita is that if someone has a contract, it's as if, since they could collect on the contract, it's like halachically tantamount to them having collected already. Meaning someone who holds a contract is a muchzak. Okay? It's like he's got the money for sure at some point, so to speak. Analogous to, as if he did. So therefore what happens is, Even though, by rights, one would think if both father and Reuven die, so here's what we have. We know for sure the money used to be the father's. That's for sure. We know that the sons, meaning Reuven's brothers, for sure are going to be heirs. So that's they have the chazakah. Anyone who wants to, you know, run counter to that will have to bring some proof. Can't just be suffix. Maybe the order of the death was to their benefit. Maybe it wasn't. So they would be the motzi, meaning the creditor would be the motzi, or the wife would be a motzi. And they would have to bring the raya, and since they can't bring a raya, the money would stay in its chazakah, where we know it is, which means the father, and then flowing directly to the surviving sons. And that indeed is Beis Hillel's shita. Since Beis Shammai hold that having a contract, which is what the wife or the creditors did have, they're also like muchzakim, meaning if we don't know who should get the money that might have been inherited by Reuven, so we say, listen, the brothers for sure would inherit from Reuven, but also they're muchzakim, right? They're for sure going to inherit. But also the wife or the creditors, they also have a contract. They're also muchzakim, so they're equally muchzakim. So in the event that Reuven died first, excuse me, in the event that the father died first, then Reuven would be inheriting, and these guys would be muchzak also, the creditor or the wife, and they would be collecting first. They'll get everything. They get 100 cents on the dollar. So she would get her 200 zuz for her ksuba. But if Reuven died first, then she gets 0 cents on her ksuba. But since she's a muchzak equal, in the case that the father died first, she's an equal footing with the other brothers. So we'll say, listen, we'll split it. If there's more than 200 zuz, so then she'll get 100, half her ksuba. If there's less than 200 zuz, then they'll split whatever there is, because she's no worse off than they are. Okay, that's the thought, says Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say, no. Just because you have a contract, you're not a muchzak. Muchzak here for sure, the surviving brothers, they're for sure heirs, who get from the for sure last known owner, which is the father. And therefore, this will be the halacha. Therefore, the sons get everything. The wife or the creditors get nothing, unless they could bring proof, which they can't, of course, that it was the father who died first.